Hello.
Hello.
Hello, world.
We are online.
Are we?
Maybe.
Okay.
We should stop doing this.
Maybe.
Hello, everyone.
One-liners are better than anything else.
No. So yeah. What was the official name we came up with for this podcast?
The Sagebrush Podcast.
Hi, everyone. This is the Sagebrush Podcast coming to you live from...
This isn't live.
Utah. This isn't live.
It could be
well,
live.
Just imagine that it's live, right?
Okay, imagine. Use your imagination.
It's live for us, if you think about it. Stop fumbling around with your wallet.
Hey, I can touch my wallet if I want.
Your wallet is creating unnecessary bump noises with the microphone.
My wallet will serenade their ears.
Will it now? Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't really have any contents. So.
Hey.
Yeah, there's no meat to that.
I got more money than you.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he does, actually.
I have more saved up, but it's all going to go away when I buy a car.
You hear that, fellas? Stop bumping the table.
Hey, it's a countertop.
Are we just going to spend this whole podcast talking about how much money we have for one?
No,
This is why we can't have nice things. You keep bumping stuff.
Just hit the microphone.
Stop it. You guys suck.
We should probably introduce our names. So I am Ethan.
I am Orin. O-R-R-I-N. Pronounced Orin, not Lauren, not Warren, but Orin.
And I'm Nathan.
And I'm Batman.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
There's four of us.
There's not.
Yeah, Batman's right here.
Anyways.
Where's Rachel?
What are we going to talk about today, Nate?
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
We should have figured this out before we started.
Dude, you're the one who said we should wing it.
It's true.
I'm the one who wanted to do all this preparation, but you're just like,
hey, thank you for listening to our podcast where we ramble on about life.
Oh, and you're curious, but why? Let's start with this. Why Sagebrush? Ethan, explain to me, why Sagebrush? Why call it the Sagebrush Podcast?
Okay.
Why does that matter?
So, Sagebrush is...
generic, uncancelable.
I agree. No. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, uncancelable.
Sagebrush
is the most innocent thing on the planet.
It's amazing. We're from Utah, and if you span the horizon, the smell of sagebrush is amazing.
But the look of it, not so much.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah, just picture a tumbleweed, but stationary.
No,
and that's sagebrush.
Pretty much.
I was in Washington for 2 years.
The good part about
I never smelt it.
But yeah, picture a tumbleweed, but the good part about the tumbleweed is gone.
No, sagebrush doesn't blow in front
of
you when you're driving.
Is there a good part of a tumbleweed?
No.
The fact that
sagebrush
it moves.
Sagebrush is better.
Have you ever... Dude, the microburst winds we get out here, man, they blow brush.
Yes, when you're driving
fast.
And then it gets stuck in your car.
It's pretty cool.
You had tumbleweed stuck in your car?
Hey, that's an extra edge on the road right there. That makes things more interesting.
No.
It's like Mario Kart, but...
I don't want it to be like Mario Kart when I drive.
I don't know, I'll throw a turtle shell at you. No. Probably.
I'll just throw a bunch of bananas in front of your car whenever I see it.
And then I'll ram you.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, man. It's okay.
Your little whatever car
is. Escalated quickly.
I'll bring the Suburban, and I'll go, and I'll run you off the road into Utah Lake.
Wow.
Now they know a trajectory of where we live.
Maybe we live in Salt Lake Valley.
You just said Utah Lake is not in Salt Lake, you piece of garbage.
Hey, they don't need to know that.
They can look on the map.
Maybe we should take that part out.
Too late? It's already in.
Well, we could.
They don't know which side of the lake we live on. They'll never know.
Okay. Anyways.
I don't see us going that far anyway, so.
Well, everyone, we hope.
We might hurt you with our words, so.
We've been going for 3 minutes so far.
Wow.
Solid.
Still successful.
Yep.
All right. Why Sagebrush Podcast? Why Sagebrush?
Because, so I was in Washington for 2 years
mm-hmm.
on my mission, and
what's
I
a
missed
mission?
Sagebrush.
What the heck is a mission?
Where you're a missionary, talk to people about Jesus.
Oh, interesting.
But I was so sick of trees, and I missed sagebrush. And when I came home, it brought tears to my eyes.
Tears to your eyes to see a stationary tumbleweed.
Yes.
Okay.
Why'd you flinch?
Because I thought you were going to hit me. Stop it. You actually hit me this time. We're not doing this. There'll be no physical harm done to anybody here on the podcast.
Nate.
Except to you.
Yes. I agree, Nate. All in favor of hurting Orin, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Why hurt me? Stop hitting me. Okay, suck. When we're all out there in the world and we cause physical harm to people.
Why are you saying in Joker voice?
But when everyone hits Orin, it's okay.
Yep.
Nah, I don't know. Joker's awesome. You hear that? That's a bird.
You said a bird bark. Where's Brody? He can bark.
Nah, we're not talking about it.
All right. Well, what now?
I have a recommendation for you, Ethan.
Okay.
Stop leaning over. Then you stop bumping the table. Then you stop messing up this recording.
They don't hear anything. Can you hear it?
I can. Every time you touch the table, I hear it. I heard that. That's not an invitation to do more. Stop.
All right, I'll stop.
You just rip headphone users. I apologize about that.
I apologize for hitting the thing.
We are not really 12 years old, but sometimes we act like it.
Hey.
12 years
or
old.
Or at least you do most of the time.
Whatever.
If there's anyone who's a child here, it's Ethan.
No.
This is the man that freaks out every time he sees a gotcha gumball machine.
No.
At the grocery store.
Good.
And he's just like, oh, give me a quarter. Please give me a quarter. I need to get some candy.
That is good candy. Thank you very much. And it is convenient.
How long has it been
dusty.
In there?
It is dusty candy. That's what it is.
It is good candy.
I love the taste of sucrose.
I do.
And lint.
No wonder you missed sagebrush on your mission. You missed all the dust and stuff.
Whatever. You missed your high fructose corn syrup.
That's true. They everything in... Okay, when I was gone on a quote-unquote mission, I was in this place called Uruguay.
Where nobody cares about.
Uruguay is a tiny little country that exists between Argentina and Brazil. And the soda... And all the stuff there is made of real sugar, so it's better.
Well, that's cool to hear about your times in Paraguay.
How dare you say Paraguay? Uruguay is completely, it has nothing to do with Paraguay.
When I was on my religious excursion
okay.
for two years, I really missed cheese because I was in the Philippines.
Un año y medio, muchacho.
¿Ano ginhambal mo?
See, people care about the Philippines even less than they care about Paraguay.
Sorry, he was in. We were both gone for a year and a half, basically.
Yeah, they went home when COVID hit. I stayed for two.
Yeah.
I was out a month longer.
Well, you
know. Well, that's good. Your country expelled off foreigners.
That's true. I was deported because of COVID.
Can't have any foreigners lucering around here.
Yeah. Those are all LDS missions, by the way. We're the dudes with white shirts and ties who knocked on your door.
Yep, LDS mission.
It was good time.
Yeah. Fun. Wow. You just lose time and then you just have nothing to talk about. It's only been 7 minutes.
Hey, we can keep going. This is a rambling.
We're rambling. There's nothing to ramble about. There's nothing to talk about.
We just talked about several things for 7 minutes.
Yeah. And then how long, we'll
find a topic next time. Stay tuned for our next episode.
Next episode.
We're not going I feel like anywhere. All of our episodes are going to be like this anyway, though.
No, we'll have more direction.
If you freaking planned beforehand. Like I said, plan.
Hey, it's fine. This turned out good.
No, it didn't. We're 8 minutes in. We're not done with anything yet.
I know, and it's going great.
No.
Yes. So.
Ha sido una experiencia muy mala.
What can we talk about?
Me quiero ir a cama ya.
Stop speaking Spanish.
La gente no quiere escuchar a nosotros.
No hablo español.
My compadre here can also speak Spanish, but not Ethan, because he's too white. Yeah. Oh, you hear that? You hear that?
Oh, come on, Rudy. Oh.
That puppy.
Do not call your dog.
Too late. They're already coming downstairs. Should I pause it?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, so cringe. How do I pause it? Is it like this?
I don't know. And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Unfortunately. For okay. You guys.
Nah.
We're listening.
That we are serenade their ears.
With what?
With our rambling, I don't know. Anyways,
serenade their ears.
What can we talk about?
Yoda! It's my Yoda impression.
Well, Oren.
Can you do a Russian impression?
Alright, Oren.
I could do an amazing. No, I can't. I can't do a Russian impression.
Right. So, Oren, how.
Let's just drink vodka por todo el día.
Orange.
In Spanish. It's so bad.
Orange. How is... You're on a diet, right?
What's a diet? What's that? What do you even call that?
Diet? It's a diet. It's just his cheat days are like 90% of the time.
Every day is a cheat day.
We went to Costco today. Got a hot dog. It's pretty good.
Like, he picks one day a week and that's like, oh, that's my not cheat day.
But those churros, they aren't even available
yet. It's all these people's fault. These people that are sitting next to me. Whenever I'm alone on my own, I make good decisions. But when I'm with you guys, I make poor decisions.
What are you talking about? I was the one that was telling you, oh, don't get that. don't buy that. Yeah. Don't eat that. And you're like, oh no, but I want that. And I'm like, but it's not your cheat day. I'll make it my cheat day.
And then I said, let's make it
legal. I'll make it legal.
And then I said, let's go to Costco.
No, I'll give you a rundown of what happened today. So this morning, I'll tell you what I had for breakfast yesterday. I had oats, just straight oats and water. Microwaved it up, ate it.
Not super even brown healthy. Sugar?
No.
What?
Just eat straight oats.
That's how you eat oatmeal.
I am a horse. I eat straight oats.
No, you're not a horse. Yes, I am. I'm the runner.
Stop touching the table. Okay. Let me finish my explanation.
That is not.
Breakfast, I ate oats. For lunch, I had celery and peanut butter. That is so healthy. So healthy. For dinner, I had brown rice and chicken. So healthy. And I wasn't with these guys most of the day. It was all fine. Everything was going fine and dandy. Then the next day comes. Everything's going fine dandy again. I for breakfast, I have a cereal. It was pretty healthy. It was a somewhat healthy cereal.
Cereal's not healthy.
Cereal is healthy.
It has tons depends, of sugar.
Depend. The cereals at yeah. your pantry yeah. are not healthy. The cereals that I have in my
cereal?
Pantry.
What cereal did you eat?
It is a cereal. It's a brand cereal that has 10 grams of protein in
what
it.
What is it called?
I don't remember. My family, they get their
you gotta own research kids. These things before the podcast, man.
No, just kidding. Shut up. And so, yeah, I had brand cereal. Everything's going great. Then it comes around lunchtime. Well, then comes Nathan and me. We go into the gym like we usually do. Except for last week we didn't because it's spring break. But we went to the gym. Then after everything was going great, Nathan is like, oh, I got to get a haircut after we go to the gym. I'm like, okay, go to the haircut. He didn't plan ahead of time. He didn't set up an appointment. So, of course, they were booked the entire day. Mm-hmm. And so he had to schedule for another day. And what is right next to the haircutting place? An ice cream parlor.
Yeah, and I specifically told you to avoid the temptation. But you're like, nah.
They were advertising for Lucky Charms ice cream.
Does not sound good.
And I did not get that.
You didn't even buy it.
I didn't even buy that. I just went in and I wanted ice cream. I was craving ice cream after the gym. So I ate ice cream. And then we drive to Ethan's house, pick up Ethan, of course. And yeah, everything's going great. And we're like, oh, let's go get some root beer. Oh, yeah, let's do that. I'm like, okay.
I'd like to clarify, we were going to get the Wine Hearts Goodness, but they were out. So we got the other kinds. Apple beer and Australian.
Well, yeah. There's many different types of drinks that we're looking for a specific type of root beer, the brand Wine Hearts root
also,
beer.
Also, plug in for root beer milk. It's pretty good.
Anyways, yeah, we went there, got root beer. Yeah, because soda, that's definitely healthy. Of course, you get to drink soda. Then after that, we're like, oh, let's go to Costco and get hot dogs. And Nathan's like, oh, I want to try the pizza. And I'm like, well, the freak, I got to get pizza too. Get the pizza. And then we drive home to Nathan's house. And what is there? Freshly baked homemade cookies.
Chocolate chip
cookies from his mom. And I'm just like,
I only had like one, but no. You were like, not one. Oh, I have two.
I only had one too.
We've had one, yes, but what about the second? Yeah, it's
second breakfast.
Second cookie. Yeah.
Second cook fest.
Yeah, I'm terrible. But it's their fault.
And in none of those in none of those cases did we tell you, oh yeah, have this.
No. Oran, you need to
Except in the case Oran, of the cookies, I did pursue.
You should not blame others for your life decisions. You should take hold upon your life. Yesterday you said tomorrow. Just do it.
That is old and dead. You've been away for a long time.
Hey. You stop projecting your
memes are bad.
Foods on other
your
people.
Your memes have expired.
Do you know the way?
That is even more expired. Stop naming even more expired
That's
names.
A good meme. I love Uganda Knuckles.
Do you guys remember Harambe? That's old.
Actually, there's
Harambe was stupid.
There's a theory on YouTube, entire YouTube video. There's a theory that the coronavirus and all the state of the world nowadays was all caused because of the death of Harambe.
No.
And I believe it. Dude, it's pretty convincing. You got to watch it, and it'll explain to you why the death of that gorilla caused all this mess that we're in right now, all the coronavirus.
Crap. No. It's a Chinese bioweapon.
It was not a Chinese bioweapon.
Wait, Harambe is a Chinese bioweapon?
No.
I actually agree with that. Harambe could be a Chinese bioweapon.
Change my mind.
No. You guys are crazy, man. This guy and his conspiracy theories. Remember, the takeaway from this is learn Mandarin. We're going to be speaking in 5 years.
No, I got my guns.
You'll be learning how to shoot guns while speaking Mandarin.
No. You'll be like Red Dawn. For freedom! this podcast to get interesting.
Just make sure you include the voice cracks and all that too.
Hey.
Hello, my name is Ethan.
I never voice crack.
4-3, no.
You guys suck.
4-3. That was good. That was good, man. That was good.
And then if he learns Chinese,
side check. You guys suck.
Ni hao.
No, just dominate. Stop. Stop. That's too good. I agree. I think Ethan should learn Chinese. But you should learn Spanish first because Spanish is more useful.
I'm going to learn Koine Greek so I can read the Bible.
You want to learn that? That is not useful at all.
It's very useful.
No, that's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
Koine Greek is not
I can read the Bible in the original, well, New Testament, oldest manuscripts.
I thought you said that, you know, like, American was the language that Jesus spoke and stuff like that. Oh, gosh.
Remember how we were uncancelable? That's not the case. That's not the case anymore.
We talked about guns, the Chinese pile up.
This freak, man.
Speaking of
America. Oh, my
God. They're putting things in the water and turning the... things just went from top 10 cooking tips to freaking... what's it called?
Okay, I know what we can do. Let's look up funny stuff on Google and read it.
Yeah. Fine, you do it.
Okay. What should I?
Why? This is kind of overdone, honestly, but whatever.
What?
It's an overdone thing.
Well, we'll do it. What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
We're talking about...
What to do if VGA light is on motherboard. That's what I was doing. I was looking for stuff like that.
What to do?
How to find Ethan if he's naked in an avalanche.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about
that was
Ethan.
That's not funny.
One thing really funny about Ethan here is that he's literally the whitest person you've ever met in your entire life.
We mean literally.
He's so white. I let him know every single time. We've been knowing each other since high school. Every time.
Middle school, thank you very much.
Yeah,
eighth grade.
That's true.
We know each other offended.
For a while. Okay? But the point
I'm going to cry now.
The point is, Ethan's white. That is the point. And we would joke about how if he was in a blizzard, naked in a blizzard, all we'd see was his cold blue eyes, and that's it. And nothing else. He would be invisible. It would be scary because if he fell in the snow, we'd lose him. So white. Anyways.
I'm going to look up
YouTube
how
stuff.
To make myself
sneeze, burp, cry, happy, fall asleep, poop now.
The administrator on Windows 10.
The administrator. How to make myself the administrator. I am the administrator.
Salivate. Tired.
Do something better than that. That's
okay.
Weak sauce.
Why is my life so bad, miserable, hard, freakonomics?
All these things are just
Why
negative.
Is my life so hard, freakonomics?
Depressing, bad right now, boring, terrible, stressful.
No, and then one of them was just, why is my life so...
No, I got it. Why is Trump...
Oh, no.
Why is Trump's face orange, still president?
Banned from Twitter. Plaza being demolished.
Is it really? Who cares?
I'm going to say, is the government...
Shut down?
Spying
shutting
on
down?
Us,
spying
watching
on us?
Me,
watching me?
Watching
us? Forgiving student loans? They're
spying
doing both.
On me? Shut down 2020. Stimulus check taxable.
Wait, try is North Korea.
Is North Korea question mark?
Is North Korea...
Socialist, a democracy, a safe...
Safe.
Safe.
A country... In the UN, a nation state, a monarchy, a command economy.
It's a planned economy.
Probably all of those.
Their economy, their planned economy is they plan to do nothing.
They do. It just everything goes to Kim Jong Un.
Yeah, they plan to just take all the revenue and just straight to the top.
Nice plan.
What is the purpose? That's not how you spell purpose.
What and why?
What is the purpose of mitosis?
Cellular
respiration.
Government.
That
I can
a
tell
good
you,
question.
Protect your not.
Hey!
To not get in the way of your rights.
Uh oh, this guy over here. Told you he was white.
What? I just
stop hitting the microphone.
Whatever.
We need more diversity on this podcast. You right? Aren't you in greens, Nate?
Hey! I am 1/64th Shoshone Indian.
Well, there's our diversity.
Yeah.
Therefore, your opinions are more valid than ours, right?
Yes.
Well, I identify as black now, so I'm the most valid.
Well, I identify as an Apache attack helicopter, so...
Well, I identify as something else more important. I don't know.
What is the purpose of photosynthesis?
Daylight Savings. Better. There's no purpose to Daylight Savings. We should get rid of it like Arizona.
In your way, there is no Daylight Savings.
The purpose of the Bill of Rights, to protect your rights from being infringed upon.
This isn't supposed to be a political podcast, Ethan.
We should be like, okay.
Not supposed to be a political podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you disagree with my political opinions, we can still love each other. And you can listen to my podcast.
Yeah. Agree to disagree that we agree in the fact that you disagree with them, that they disagree with
should
you.
Should I?
And to agree that Ethan's white.
I agree with that statement.
Should I stay or should I go, Lyric?
Should I stay? Google says, should I stay or should I go? Should I refinance? Should I buy Bitcoin?
Should I get bangs?
Should I cut my hair? That is a no. You should not cut
especially
your hair.
For Nate, the day of without an appointment.
Yeah, for you, Nate, man.
Wait, I got it.
You know you're supposed to get an appointment, but you didn't.
Why is
my poop green?
Not playing, not showing up on Apple, talking fast, skipping iPhone, temporarily unavailable.
So quiet. Stop. Don't get so close to the microphone.
Was that too loud? Okay, not updating.
Kind of.
All right, I think we're done with this. You guys are probably bored by now.
I just don't even know what happened.
Now let's talk about something interesting. Llama cheese.
Okay.
Let's go.
New world burrito. Okay.
All right. This is what Nate Noren want to make.
No,
you don't want to. Wait, you don't want to make this too?
Okay, we talked about this years ago. He was involved in it, but he doesn't want to admit that he was involved in it.
I was involved. He's in denial. I wasn't one of the main characters fighting for this.
Yes, you were. You were. We were talking about making a new world burrito.
Okay, move on.
And you were on board with it.
Move on.
All right, new world burrito time.
Let's go.
All right, just think of the burrito you love the most from Del Taco.
That's not a
new world burrito.
I know. I'm giving an example of a normal burrito.
Well, okay. So yeah, that's a normal burrito. Oh, New World Burrito. So if you're familiar with the Columbian Exchange, right? Like before Europeans came to the Americas, right? The Americas only had certain foods, right? And then the Old World, which is like Europe and Asia, they had certain foods, right? And so we want to make a burrito that's only from foods that were in the Americas.
Originally from the Americas.
Yes. Yeah. So for example, like corn tortilla is native to America. So we have a corn tortilla, right? And then,
but the problem is,
ground beef would be from the American bison,
because cows were actually from the Old World.
And then the thing with the cheese is cheese is originally, well,
cheese is made from
usually
milk from
most
cows.
Cheese is made from cows
or goats, but those are both from the Old World.
And so what we're talking about is how we're gonna milk a llama.
We need
to
milk a llama.
Make llama cheese.
It'll be a
so
new world
we can
burrito.
Use it in the New World Burrito.
Yep,
with a corn tortilla and a bunch of other stuff.
It'll be a complete.
Our problem is finding llama cheese, so I propose milking a cat and using that in the burrito.
I did not know about this.
We talked about this.
Milking a cat. Why a cat?
We can milk your cat.
No.
We could.
They're
what's something bigger that's native to the
We're doing
US.
Llamas.
We could do like a.
We're doing llamas, guys. Come on, son.
There's alpacas.
We need a.
That's a llama.
Wait. I know where we can find a llama and just milk it in the middle of the night. We'll find out.
Let's go to Peru, dude. Go to Peru, get some llama cheese.
I'd do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know how expensive that'd be? I'm poor.
Yeah, you are.
We're all poor.
Yeah. But llama cheese is still worth it.
That is the New World Burrito.
This child.
So if you have any good ideas,
let us know.
I don't know where you'd let us know. Can they comment on a podcast, please?
I think they could do reviews on like.
All right, tell us in a review where to find
Apple
llama cheese.
Apple Podcast has reviews. I'm pretty sure.
So. Okay, tell us where we can find llama cheese.
In your review, also rate us 5 stars, because this is definitely top quality content. Right? No. Uh-oh. Sorry, it's a 4-star worthy podcast. Give us 4 stars.
No, give us 4.5 plus another half.
Yeah, that's fine.
You give us 4 stars. No. 3 stars because there's 3 of us. The other star is for Batman, who has to be, he's behind me. That was
and
definitely
Casper.
Me. And then the other half, I don't know.
Casper.
Casper the Friendly Ghost. Let's just say he won't be too friendly if you don't rate us 5 stars.
Okay.
That's not a threat. That's not a threat. That's not threat. That's not threat. That is Casper's threat. So, but he's not affiliated with us, honestly. He's just kind of chilling over there. But yeah, he won't be too.
Yeah, don't cancel us. Cancel Casper.
Please cancel Casper.
Anyways.
Don't worry. Give it a few.
Let's talk about our hobbies. So we all got our hobbies, right?
Things. Yeah, you have like two.
How dare you say it? I can't do this podcast.
What?
Let's talk about our hobbies. What kind of intro is that?
What else are we going to talk about?
We don't know how to plan to save our lives, apparently.
The point of this is to be rambly.
Okay, whatever. I'm just looking around. I don't know what you're looking at. I'm just chilling, you know, just looking around.
Fine, we won't talk about our hobbies. Find a hobby.
Shumiwa, nan desu ka? What is your hobby? I don't know. You know, I like to eat, as I've already mentioned before. Food's great. Food is fantastic. Food makes my stomach feel good. Unless I eat too much, and it doesn't feel good.
Or eat a lot of grease.
That too. Eating a burger from In-N-Out kills me. Because
In-N-Out is amazing.
In-N-Out super overrated.
In-N-Out is amazing.
Right? Nate?
The burger is like the toasted buns and the fries and the shakes. They have really good shakes.
He likes hockey puck burger. Hockey puck burger.
It was a good burger.
It was dry. And the fries.
It's amazing. Tasty. And the fries are perfect texture.
All right.
The fries are
for
like,
those listening,
are like
for
freaking veggie straws.
No.
Yes, they are.
They taste like potato, unlike your stupid.
They taste like veggie straws.
Other fries.
Five Guys is better.
Five Guys is not better.
Okay, for those listening, I want your opinion. Leave a comment if you think.
Well, leave this in your same review telling us where to get lima cheese.
Also, rate us 5 stars, please.
So Ethan claims that he would rather have a McDonald's burger than a Five Guys burger.
No.
Leave a comment if you disagree with
him. For the price. McDonald's is way better priced for the quarter pound. The problem with Five Guys is it's way overpriced.
If you leave a 1-star review because of Ethan's bad food taste, I am okay with that.
Likewise.
If you support my In-N-Out is better than Five Guys, leave 5 stars.
Wait, leave 5 stars anyway.
Wait, but so are we going to be a podcast that doesn't want 5 stars?
No, we are a podcast that stands up for truth and right.
Even if it leaves us with 1 star.
Even if it leaves us with 1 stars. Even I will fall on my sword and die for democracy.
Republic.
Is this democracy?
We stand for republic. There's a difference.
We're talking about amongst our podcast.
We're a republic.
In this environment, we are not a republic.
Wait, but if this is a democracy and there's only 3 of us, wouldn't that mean that just the third person pretty much decides everything? Because me and Ethan are always going to be arguing about something.
We're pretty diverse.
This is why she wants to divide.
Yeah, this means you're just a dictatorship now. Because we're always going to be on separate sides.
I like the sound of that.
You're the deciding vote.
I like the sound of that.
This is always what happens in democracies.
I love dictatorship.
I love
democracy. I love the republic.
Oh my gosh.
Hobbies. We were talking about hobbies, right?
You crapped on me for saying we should talk about hobbies.
Ethan's
hobbies: being white, eating pancakes, running cross country. That's it.
I would like to clarify. I have more hobbies than that.
He likes real-time strategy games.
I do. RTS is I like them the best out of any other game genre.
They're very fun.
Very fun.
They're very fun. Unless it's Rise of Nations, which sucks.
Hey, Rise of Nations is awesome.
It's a good game. Empire Earth is the best game. Best RTS out there.
No, Command & Conquer is better.
Empire Earth is so fantastic.
Command & Conquer is better. Yes. Age of Empires might be better.
I haven't played Age of Empires in forever. I actually kind of want to play Age of Empires.
Get on Steam. We'll play together.
Okay. Anyways, my hobbies now. I like guitar. Recently, after coming back from living in a foreign country for a year and a half. Religious excursion. Yeah. I like to learn languages now, which is kind of interesting. I like languages. I have plans to learn a bunch of languages. I just started learning Japanese, if you didn't hear my last sentence that I heard when we were talking about hobbies introduction.
And me.
And Nathan, who also shares my love for languages. We're kind of have like the same ideas what we want to learn. We're still trying to convince white person to freaking branch out of his white culture.
I just told you I want to learn Koine Greek.
Yeah, we can't really help you there.
And Aramaic. I want to learn Aramaic and Hebrew.
You have two people here that can speak Spanish.
And
we can help you learn Spanish. He can also speak Hiligaynon, this is useless, but it's cool.
And I can speak a decent amount of Tagalog, too.
Tagalog. Say something in Hiligaynon right now.
Kung kabalo kamo magilonggo, dapat kamo mag makambal sa akon kag ibilin isa ka comment sa chat.
What does that mean?
If you speak Ilongo, you should leave a comment in the chat.
Mm. Yep, that's super cool. If somebody speaks Ilongo, leave a comment in the chat. You also, rate us 5 stars. Give us a rating, rate us 5 stars.
Okay, we should stop with the 5-star thing.
Dude, you got to plug every chance.
It's going to get annoying.
Every chance you get, 5 stars. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. get the email out of seeing.
If you are still listening, God bless you.
And also, I don't God understand
bless
you.
Us, everyone. And also, if someone speaks Japanese, totally give us 5 stars. I'm trying to learn Japanese.
Again, next time. Again, next time we will have a topic.
Muzukashi.
Well, we could just say that our topic is just life. Our weird, twisted version of what we like to talk about in life.
Well, let's talk about life then.
Hold on, I didn't finish my hobbies, dude.
All right, fine.
And Nathan has to tell his.
I did.
What? Which one were?
I like learning languages.
You have more hobbies than that. You like guitar? You want to learn piano?
I like, yeah.
You like coding too now.
I like to eat.
That was mine.
I'm learning web development stuff. It's fun.
Web development. Nice. Yep.
All right, tell your hobbies.
I already did. I like to learn languages. I also play the guitar. I'm a gamer, so shout out to all the gamers there. Leave us 5 stars. 5 stars, let's go.
Oh my gosh.
1 star if you're Ethan. if you, I apologize to all the people here who are listening and have to deal with Ethan's bad food tastes.
Well, my food tastes are amazing.
They're terrible, dude. All
right, no. In-N-Out is amazing.
He's the most plain person on the planet. He's the type of person that cuts the crust off the bread.
I do not. I think the crust tastes good.
Just talking about it probably gives people pain.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. You guys want to know the extent of Ethan's insanity? Tell me, are pizza sauce and ketchup the same thing?
Yes.
No, they are not. They are not the
they
same
are
thing.
The same thing. They both not. Have tomatoes.
That doesn't mean they're the same thing.
Yes, it does.
There are other ingredients involved in ketchup and
Ethan, listen to my logic. Sauce. Listen to my logic. I have skin. Potatoes have skin. Therefore, I'm a potato. Does
that
make sense?
Different. Different.
That's not different.
It is. If you put ketchup on a pizza, it would taste
tomato
fine.
Tomato sauce has ketchup. Pizza sauce has ketchup. Or no. Wait.
This is Nate's logic right here. Inferior.
I was confounded. I'm sorry.
I confounded him with my logical reasoning.
Logical reasoning.
Okay, new subject.
That was bad. But you get the point.
That I'm right.
No.
Yes. Eto.
Hey, you're the deciding vote in this
why am I
quote unquote democracy? Why don't you help us out here?
I love democracy. I love the republic.
I am the Senate.
Thing is, pizza sauce, ketchup are not the same thing. And they will never be the same thing. Because if they were the same thing, they would be sold in the same container at the stores. But they are not. Because they're different.
Let's go.
People sell the stuff that's the same in two different bottles all the time.
Like what?
Like half the stuff that's made in the same factory.
Like what?
Like Girl Scout cookies and Walmart Girl Scout cookies. Let's go.
Walmart, they have their own stuff that they make.
And they're worse.
And they're not as good, but they're cheap.
They're good value, though.
They're amazing value.
Great value.
I like Winco. Actually, up. Winco makes them too, and it's pretty good.
Oh, what's the slogan?
What?
What was I going to say?
Slogan for what?
No, it's a slogan. That
it's not my job, though.
Save money, live better at Walmart.
Oh, my God.
Where did come into this?
I was thinking.
Oh, my God.
That's what I do when I think.
If that's the sound of you thinking, I don't think you should think very much.
You should hear me in my room, just pondering life.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
You see, the best part of this podcast is we think we're funny, but we're not.
Hey, if you've laughed once in this podcast, leave a comment or review.
And five stars.
Okay, no more 5 stars.
Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. Let's go! Review.
Meme review.
This is not PewDiePie. We are now doing ASMR. Of me thinking.
I'm sorry, everyone.
For the next 10 minutes of this podcast, it'll be Orin thinking. It'll be so profound.
All right, Nate, what were your shower thoughts this morning?
My shower thoughts?
Yes. Oh, rip, man. You're getting into those now, huh?
Okay. I put...
What? So why are you sobbing so hard? What's wrong?
Because I was like, oh, I need to put a towel on the floor so then my foot fungus... I can't even finish this.
What do you mean foot fungus?
What?
That's gross. You have foot fungus?
Well,
what happened?
I'm not sure if I do, but I have in the past. So I was like, you know what? I need to put a towel on the floor. So I was like all worried about that. And then I was like, okay, yeah, I got it down. Yeah. Keeping the world safe. That's what I'm doing.
Those are your shower thoughts? They're surprisingly practical.
Yeah.
I always think of myself like, you know, not eating myself to oblivion and actually... losing weight, but then I get out of the shower
okay?
and then I take a bite of the Twinkie and I'm like, I'm going back to work. Then I eat. I don't know what I think about the shower. I don't know.
I think about like deep abstract concepts,
like the meaning of life.
Yeah, or morality and the true meaning of selflessness.
Morality is relative.
We're not having this debate.
No. Oh, so we're going into philosophy now. I'll tell you a thing about philosophy.
Okay.
What are your opinions on free will libertarianism versus determinism?
Because I thought this wasn't supposed to be a political environment.
This isn't politics.
Religious.
This is life. This is life. This is not political.
Okay. People have their own... Okay.
And why is it that as soon as you started talking about something philosophical, you use like the Joker's imitation? It's like, what?
He is the epitome of philosophy.
No, he's not.
It's not about the money.
It's not.
It's about the image.
No, it's about sending a message. By the way, the Joker, Heath Ledger, legend. Awesome.
Second greatest villain.
What's the greatest? He might be my first.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader's pretty.
Nerd.
Dude, Darth Vader's sick, though.
And then the third best is Azula.
You think Azula? Dude, the Fire Lord's sick, though.
Azula is better than Mark Hamill. The third best.
Mark Hamill plays the voice for Ozai.
But Azula is a better character.
The third best.
Shows up more.
Ozai is literally just, oh, I'm evil. And I want power. That's all he is. Azula is literally all about, like, I watched a video about her, how she probably has a mental disorder. I forget what it's called, but
she does have a mental disorder.
Azula's
did you
cool.
not see her at the end shooting fire out of her mouth, screaming and crying?
Well, no.
If you don't do that,
she's like,
you're
she
normal.
Likes to use people, basically, to
no,
herself
no, no,
higher
no, no,
in the
no.
Not completely.
The third best villain of all time is Professor Moriarty.
Dude, Moriarty, man.
Fine.
He is a great
Moriarty
villain.
Moriarty and then Azula.
Okay, Azula's a pretty great villain.
She is.
Moriarty's awesome. Oh, Moriarty.
Yeah, Moriarty.
When he starts singing the opera, the hook inside Sherlock, and just swinging him around. It was awesome.
Yeah. Spoilers!
That's not awesome. Spoiler
and, yeah, by the way, we're referencing the Robert Downey Jr. series.
Second one.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Sherlock, I apologize for spoiling that for you, but if you have...
Well, not Sherlock. Sherlock Holmes and...
But I also condemn you for not having seen it already, because it's been out
hey,
for a while.
It's great.
Time.
The first one's on Netflix. Go watch it, and then you can figure out where to watch the second one. They're pretty good.
Also, and there's actually going to be a third one
this year. The
third one
is coming out this year, this December.
Yep.
That sounds good.
And it's going to have a... what's it? I hear it's going to have a... Johnny Depp is going to be the villain. So it's going to be Robert Downey Jr. and Johnny Depp in the same film.
That is
yeah,
kind of crazy.
In case you're listening to this podcast years from now and you're wondering what time it is, it's March...
Don't tell them the date.
March 16th, 2021.
They'll just see the date on the podcast.
Oh. When it's, well, that's when it's posted.
Yeah. What now? Speaking of movies, I love movies. That's another one of my hobbies. Movies are fantastic. Storytelling is fantastic.
We don't want to hear what you think. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I think
here?
They're very well aware of that. They're aware that they don't want to hear what we have to say.
Then why are they still here?
They're not. They're gone. There's no one listening to us right now.
Whoever is still here, I commend you and I pity you at the same time.
No, seriously. Next time we'll be better. And then
shout out to you masochists out there listening to us.
Oh. What's a masochist?
Don't know what a masochist is?
Mm-mm.
You're crazy, man. It's people who love I'm trying to
people
think
who like love pain,
yeah,
or they're like turned on by pain,
yeah, pretty yeah. much.
So they see our podcast as pain.
They hear
yeah.
our podcast okay. and they feel pain.
Especially listening to you, but yeah,
yeah, you're back.
I am the
food.
Best part of this podcast.
Yeah. You certainly think so.
Whatever.
Your food tastes say it all.
Yeah,
my food tastes are fine.
They're terrible.
They're
like
amazing.
The worst food taste all right. ever.
We should end this off by talking about sagebrush, since it's the name of our podcast.
Didn't we do that at the beginning?
Here, let's look up pictures of sagebrush. Why not? I kind of want to look at her.
Yeah, but no, they can't see. No, you should look up define sagebrush.
Yeah, define sagebrush.
Define sage brush.
You're going to define sagebrush for you. You just hit the microphone.
It was an accident.
All right.
You did it like 8 times.
A shrubbery.
We want
a shrubbery. We're the Knights of Nate.
Aromatic. Was the name of the shrubber guy?
Hey. Yeah. Aromatic North American part of the daisy family. I didn't know.
You mean
that.
Plant of the daisy family?
Yes, plant of the daisy family. I can't see it. Scrub.
Scrub.
That is dominated by sagebrush, occurring chiefly in
semi-arid
regions of western North America.
Well, that's us.
That's just north of America, isn't it?
What does sagebrush mean? Any of several North American, what is this talking about?
You know, it really doesn't matter. And you're also really close to the microphone, I hope you know.
I'm sorry.
The point is, sagebrush.
Can humans eat sagebrush?
Probably.
Are edible.
Whoa. Wow.
I bet you it's probably an ingredient.
If you are stranded in the American oils. West and you're going to die of starvation, eat sagebrush.
You'd probably die of thirst earlier than that, though.
Shout out to essential oils for always making me feel so oily but not doing anything.
You gotta have faith, man. You gotta have faith in the oils.
They probably have sagebrush as the main ingredient in some of them.
Deep Blue actually does stuff for runners.
You told me. It makes you numb.
Yeah, it kind of numbs your legs a little bit. It's also known as Icy Hot. It helps them feel better.
They have actual products called Icy Hot.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Why not as well just buy Icy Hot?
You can. Or you can buy essential oil.
Rather not buy essential oil. I'm not feeding a
pyramid scheme. Or you can just get ketchup and use that for all your pizza needs. Right.
Get ketchup and use it for all your pizza needs.
True. You'd save money probably.
You have a sad pizza.
Save money probably.
Save money. Pizza sauce is actually cheaper than ketchup, I think.
I mean, they'd probably cost the same. Because it's the same thing.
No, they don't. You're insane.
Oh my gosh.
They're the same thing, Warren. All
right. His denial is so...
All right, I have another question for you. Okay. Just to end this off. If you could venture, okay, no.
I thought you were gonna ask if you were stranded on a desert island.
No, I'm not doing that.
We'll do another episode.
No, there's a country out there, a really nice country, called I believe it was called the Czech Republic. I don't know what it's called now.
Chechnya.
No, it's not Chechnya. It's Czechia.
Chechnya is
a province in Russia, actually.
No, Chechnya is how it's pronounced.
No,
now.
Chechnya is a province in Russia.
No.
It is.
No.
You know what there
we
is?
We will look it up.
You know what exists?
Yeah,
also?
Look it up. Chechnya.
There's a country, right?
And you know what will show up? Russia.
Hey, did you
Name
know that there was a country right next to Chechnya?
Called Czechoslovakia.
Called Slovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
No, look up Chechnya.
No, name of the Czech Republic. It'll say what the new name is. All right, let's find it.
Or we could just go through a bunch of Czech baby names.
Why the heck would you do that?
That's what it showed.
Okay.
Chechnya.
No, there's no N in there.
It's Chechnya.
It's how it pronounced Chechnya. It in their language.
No, it's not. How
here,
do you know?
Here.
Do you speak Czech?
I do.
Oh, this guy, man. This guy speaks Czech, supposedly.
I'll say Chechnya pronounce.
Hey, you're too close to the microphone.
Sorry. Okay, let's see. Where does it play?
I don't know.
What does Chechnya mean? Where's
time
the
to think.
Let's see if there's audio. Nope.
My friends call me Chechnya.
How do runners pronounce Chechnya in English?
Girl, who are
you? UK.
Oh. Ow! That hurt my eardrums. I'm the one wearing the headphones. No, please. Czechia. That's what it's pronounced. Czechia.
Chechnya.
It's pronounced
Czechia. It literally said Czechia.
No,
Czechia.
It's wrong.
Why are you searching on Bing? Bing is like the devil.
I use Microsoft.
Bing is the devil.
I like Bing.
Google.
Wait, so you like Bing, but you're not trusting
Should we look
when
up
it said that it was Czechia, not Chechnya?
Bing versus Czechnya, Google.
And then the country next to it is Czechoslovakia.
Memes. Bing versus Google memes. Here we go.
No.
Yes.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
This is how to get a child. Google. Shows a pregnant woman. There's a white man right next to this house of kids. This is the best. I love
You're
this.
You're gonna get a censored.
Nah, dude. Nah, let's do a better one than that one. If I have five children, this is a good one. If I have five children and three chairs, what do I do? Google, get two more chairs, being killed with two children.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's why that gives you a good idea of what the difference is Bing between is better. Google and Bing is garbage.
Bing is better.
Bing is not garbage. Google Bing is not good.
Google is super biased and tries to get you buy a bunch of stuff.
So Bing doesn't do that?
Bing does.
Bing is not as bad.
You know, there's a video, there's a photo of the CEO of Bing using Google. So
really? Fake.
Not even using his
probably
own product.
Fake. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I found that image on Bing, so I don't know. You said it's trustworthy. Stop hitting me.
We're reaching.
Where's Rachel? Okay, we have reached 45 minutes, so I think we're going to end there.
Yeah, that's probably good.
So next time we'll have a topic. You will figure out when we're going to post next. It'll probably be next week sometime. But please tune in to the Sagebrush Podcast.
It all depends on when we upload it.
Yep, and thank you very much.